Oh, baby, we live, yeah!
With that.
My mic was not turned in the right direction. Hey, Pat, do us a favor. Hit that camera, baby! Ladies and gentlemen, it's on a beautiful Saturday night.
You may be wondering, Saturday. We are in Pat's basement, and there is no Pat. We finally got rid of his ass. We did it, guys! We did it!
The insurance policy money's coming in the mail. We'll be partying.
We'll be able
hard.
To do our whole business idea. It's going to be great. We're taking this to the moon. Let's go, boys.
Oh, and he ruins the surprise. He's back. Oh my God, he's back.
How did he get out? Who do we have to blame on this one, Chris?
Who let you out of your hole?
Pepsi's never going to tie knots.
Pepsi's not very good at closing doors or tying knots, apparently.
Oh, Pat Lynn's looking sexy over there. Nice button up. Trying to impress his wife's friends. I get it. It's cool.
It's hoping for another orgy tonight.
They're like, where's Chris McGraw at?
Yeah, right.
Like, we're looking for ourselves someone that's lonely and desperate.
Everybody, I am neither.
Pretty much at this table.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. How are we doing? I was waiting for that. There was like a few you could have thrown in there.
I keep forgetting which ones are on there. I wanted the round of applause one for something, and I can't remember why I want it now.
Okay. Well,
we can work on that later. Quality chime in, I know.
Chris, you want. No, I've already messed it up. Wait,
here you go, Joe. Here you go.
Yeah, there we go.
We're working it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us on a beautiful Saturday night. This is a pregame to a birthday party that had to have been delayed. I am super excited. It's going to be probably a little bit of a smaller one than it would have been in February, but that's all right. We're going to have a good time. We got Chris on the ones and the twos. We got Pat looking fly. Joe, always coming up with those banger short sleeves. I need to get a couple more short sleeves. I was looking in the closet today, and I definitely wanted one. Yeah, it is. And we're hitting we're getting ahead on the Cinco de Mayo. Little Canita Ritos by Jarietos.
I think that's Canta.
Thank you. Now you give it. Hey, Chris, let the people know what we're doing here.
Well, we're drinking some Jarietos. I got Mandarin. Peter's got some.
I got some pineapple. It's actually not bad.
Pat Lynch has got something called tamarind.
Yeah, what is tamarind?
This looks very dark. But oddly dark. Like there's some weird coloring in there.
I thought there was some sediment at the bottom of that one, too. I was like, what's this going on here?
This doesn't look natural, Coach.
Yeah, you'd be all right. This is where hangovers start.
Yes, it is.
That's very sweet. Mm. And I'm not sure what flavor that is.
How was your morning Sunday, Joe? Last Sunday, sorry.
It's an edible fruit indigenous to tropical Africa and naturalized in Asia.
Tamarind?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
Appreciate that.
I don't feel like it was
too miserable.
Yeah.
What time did you wake up, Joe?
Probably like 10.
Okay, that's not bad. That's when I got up. I felt miserable.
Oh, really?
You know what it was, though? I know why now. But it happened actually. So last night, too. When I do not eat, when I eat on an empty stomach, forget about it.
He means drink, not eat.
Sorry. When I drink on an empty stomach.
Also, when he eats an empty stomach, it's not good either.
It's the worst. I'm literally miserable the next day.
I was definitely like sluggish, but I wasn't hungover.
No, I mean, I wasn't like, I just had a headache. And like that's, last night we went out to a brewery in Downers Grove to see Frank and didn't eat all day because, you know, we fast on Fridays. I was like, I'll be fine. I'm going to have a couple beers. I woke up this morning with kind of a headache. I'm like, what the hell? We had three beers.
Yeah.
Very good beers. But I just was like, they were also kind of bigger beers, but still not good, mister. And I've had these for 2 weeks now. I've been trying to figure out the right time to bust them out for you boys.
Oh,
so,
nice.
So couldn't get them cold, huh?
Appreciate it.
Why would you?
That is a very fair point, Pat. I meant to do it this morning. You guys are okay. This is probably a little TMI for most people, but this is what the podcast is about.
Oh, nice. I get to zone out. I've already heard this story.
Yeah. Chris probably hears. Oh, and we got to remember the California one, Chris, for Pat.
I know. I have a bunch of stories.
So do I. Oh, look at you. Thanks for coming prepared. Any of you guys got anything going on today?
I'm just here for the ride.
But just the reason I did not get these in the fridge before I left for work. One, I'm doing dinner for the parents tomorrow, and I prepped, cooked it, so my refrigerator is pretty much packed.
Stacked.
Second thing is, this morning, you know, with Lauren out in Florida, I have cat duties, and got up at 7, got ready, was going to be out the door by 7:30 this morning, pick up Chris. It's like 7:35, I'm walking out the door. It's pretty good for me on a Saturday, and I stop, and I'm like, oh, I didn't get the kitty litter. Or like I'm like thinking to myself, like, I like to shit in a nice place. She wants to shit in a nice place. I got to clean this up. So I put all my stuff down.
It's a fair argument.
I go and I look and I like, you know, I pulled up the box off and I go in and I'm like, oh, she didn't really use the washroom that much. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. So, you know, I clean it up, clean, like, not to get too graphic, but I clean it all up, get it all nice packed, give it a little couple of the fresh smell sprays, make it nice and homely for her. She's waiting outside looking at me like, yeah, clean that up, boy.
Getting a nice and deep.
Like. And then I walk out of there and no, and then I look at the ground a little bit and there's like smear marks like on the floor. And I'm like, did she like track like poo, like, and just in this room? Cause it didn't smell, didn't look, there was nowhere else. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I take one step out and my foot is squishy. I'm like, what the hell? Look at my shoe. Definitely a shit rod on my shoe. And I'm like, how did this happen?
She's shitting out of the litter box on protest.
Sometimes
from someone who has three cats, sometimes they leave the box a little too soon and it kind of goes with them. Doesn't quite leave the
okay. Facility. That's fair point.
Wow.
That could have been it because I didn't look down and or when I picked up the like little box, the little house on top, I felt like it maybe kind of came with it.
Okay.
And
so she's sitting on the side of the wall. She's messing with you.
Yeah. Well, she definitely pees. She definitely pees in the side of the wall. So like I was thinking maybe that was the issue. And so, you know, my 7:35, perfect timing, trying to be a good guy, doing a good deed. Now I'm taking 15 minutes to clean my shoe.
Chris McGraw's
and then I have to clean.
Like,
so I not only clean my shoe, then I had to clean the sink, clean the floor, disinfect everything. And while the cat's still just looking at me like,
and
hey, bro.
The cat goes and takes another dump right in the stairs.
You know how it is, Joe. Living, you know, with the dogs and the things and the thing.
Yep. It just happens. Just happens.
Sorry, Chris, you were going to say something, bud?
No, I was not. Oh, Pat, okay. Pat said I was just sitting there waiting. I really wasn't. I was just at my
apartment. Chris enjoying his life.
I'm at the apartment just sitting on my couch.
Chris is like, ooh, laptop time. Where's it at? Where's it at?
That's at the office.
Yeah, I'm sure you got a backup laptop.
Can you have laptop time on the podcast? That's not for home viewing. you don't want to see that.
That's for the OnlyFans.
In TV land, do you?
That's an edited version.
Yeah.
How late did you guys stay out last week, Joe? Because we know we went to the Bulls game. Bulls game was great.
Yep.
You went out with Brian after you walked the dog.
Yep.
Bulls tear some booty up.
Yeah, we saw. We were like, oh, the game is leading. They might be coming out real soon. And 2 seconds later, you're like, hey, where are you guys? What's going on?
And then our dum-dums didn't think about how bad River North would be. And that was a shit show. Enjoy was a good time.
Yep.
And we went to Lottie's for a bit.
Yep.
I don't remember Lottie's being good or bad. I think it was just like normal.
No, just normal. It wasn't super packed. We were able to stand in the front pretty easily.
And then, oh geez, look at, I'm recording. What are we doing here? Wow, just recorded everything that I just said here.
Nice.
Wait, stop. how late did you guys stay out?
We weren't out much longer. After you guys left, we stayed a little bit, and then we went to Velvet Taco.
Oh, jackpot!
So that's what we did, and then from Velvet Taco, I went home.
Nice.
So it was still probably like close to 4 by the time I was in bed and stuff, but yeah.
Oh, it's still 4? God damn.
Yeah. Because we went to Velvet Taco, got in line, got our tacos, and then from there he walked home. I got an Uber. It was maybe like 3:45 when I got home, but just, you know, brushed my teeth, all that jazz, and then got into bed probably close.
Damn, Brian walked from Velvet Taco?
That's not a short walk.
That's also sketchy as fuck at 4 in the morning. At one white guy by himself. Yeah. That's how you're getting messed up.
Especially one that pretty.
Oh, he's such a good looking guy. All right. Well, before we go into other topics here, what are we thinking? My pineapple is tremendous.
I like it.
It's probably a little sugary, but
that's okay.
That's not my jam.
Let me mind if I try a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm a fan of Jarritos in general. I'll get them anytime I'm at a place that has them, usually.
Yeah, that's not bad. I like a little bit more of the fruit punch flavoring.
I think my favorite is the soda is the Mandarin, but these are a little bit different with the alcohol in it.
Yeah, they are. This doesn't taste like it has a lot of alcohol in it, but no. I get that it is 5%.
Yep, probably all the
damn
sugar.
It. Before we leave, Joe, I want to do a short of you reviewing one of these.
A short?
Okay. A short, yeah, for on
the old YouTubes.
We had a good one last week, but you know, we need a couple more subscribers. We haven't not gaining any traction today.
Gotcha. All right, yeah, cool.
You got to step it up, or I'm going to knock my subscription out. I'm not going to lie to you. Unsubscribe it.
Go ahead. Go for it. All right, do we want to start with all the fans who joined the S&P's third annual bracket challenge? We appreciate that. Hopefully one of you win. Not really.
How am I looking? I haven't looked at any of the brackets.
Gonzaga had a win today, and they're your top winner, so that's great.
Gotcha.
Pat's in the lead. Chris is better than me, and I'm not so great.
All right.
We had Frank Prill, who did a whole bracket and forgot to save it. Or he saved as a draft and did not submit it.
Oh, no.
And so he's the loser of the year.
So he buys his case.
And so
Joe,
yeah.
Joe, you've already not come in last. That's
we
great.
Had 19 people join, which is kind of is the best year we've had so far.
Nice.
Mr. Anderson also said that he didn't get an invite, which is BS. I want you to know that when you listen to this on playback, buddy, it's a lie.
Yeah, guy.
You'll be playing it and you'll be staring at him.
Oh, yes, because he plays it. Yeah, he plays it at the office. And I'll just be looking right at him. Yeah. No, it, so far games have been good. Me and Chris, you know, unfortunately don't watch a ton of TV just because of work and stuff. But Friday night we were out with Frank. All the games were on. And it was fun. I forget how much fun it is to kind of watch it and then root for certain teams. Too bad we don't really have our alma mater. Sucks.
Oh, it's just the best team.
You got to donate, baby, and they'll be there. Don't worry.
That email pissed me off. So Joe or Pat got an email from DePaul that asked for money to help grow the DePaul's men's basketball team.
I had a kid call me at my work. He's like, "Hey, I see you're a fellow DePaul alum. I'm just calling to see if we could get you to donate. You know, it looks like you're doing pretty good from your LinkedIn or whatever it is." I was like, "Wow, man." Fuck you! No, delete.
Hey, bud. My $100,000 tuition. That's a donation enough. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So paying that tuition. So paying the donation off. Still.
Sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
Did Peter send you guys the Snapchat from the bracket?
Oh no, I don't know if I did.
He sent it to me, and I showed it to Mr.
From the what?
Peter sent the Snapchat of like all the like bracket names. Like
I sent it to you, Pat. I believe it was Chris and Pat.
Oh yeah, the CFC's basement. Because
I didn't think you
whatever, the basement.
Not
whatever,
that you would.
No. The one said DePaul 2025 NCAA champion.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that one. I thought I saw the one said like basement something. I'm like, oh, that's definitely.
No, Mr. Anderson went to that one too, and I saw the DePaul one. I'm like, that's you.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Looking good. I meant to post out the second day standings. I got to make sure I get that tweeted out. Hopefully a subscriber wins because then they get a little package. Or if it's Pat again, no, he gets nothing.
Did I win last year?
I believe you won last year. I even go back to the tweets and see.
I looked and I couldn't
find it. Going for the two-peat. All right, here we go.
Go for the repeat. Oh, and then Chris, I need you to take a picture of the cards that we got over there, yeah?
No.
Please? I need that for the podcast.
Nah.
All right. I'm going to start with a couple topics. See where your little heart's desire goes with this. But... let's start with Wendy's surge pricing. You guys see that article? Have you seen that?
That's been a couple weeks ago.
I don't quite get it.
I just saw another article and I wanted to talk about it.
I don't quite get it. Is it just like you walk in and your burger could be a different price every day?
No, sorry. What from the article is it's going to be like Uber. In busy times, prices go up. And when not busy times, prices are going to be lower. Here's the thing. Why wouldn't you not go order during the busy time?
Yeah. Or what is a busy time for them?
I'm going to guess dinner.
Yeah. Some guy online made a video of it, and he was making fun of it. He's like, when does Wendy's ever have customers? So
the
search prices never come in.
I mean, that's such a...
Zynga!
That's such a... Like a
one guy comes through the line, they're like, oh, we got a new customer. Time to pump up the number.
Search pricing in effect.
Yeah. $20 a quarter pounder.
Like, so just because you're busy during like every other restaurant during a mealtime, you can charge more for that? Like, okay.
That's their thought, yeah.
Well, that's what Uber does.
Yeah, but I mean, Uber's got you by the balls, right? The McDonald's, Wendy's got me by the balls.
And that's true, but they're trying. I mean, they're not doing it everywhere, but they're just trying to see what would happen. And I think, I'm not going to lie to you, there used to be a Wendy's by my office when we were off of 59. And it was usually, at lunchtime, no joke, there was always a line and people inside. Like, I think Wendy's is one of the more popular.
I know the one on, like, Tui and Pulaski is really busy. Guys right by all, like, the Lincolnwood Town Center Mall over there. That one's always, every time I go by that one, it's always busy. So maybe they're surge pricing 24/7.
Okay, well, yeah.
I can see them like charging a higher price, like when you go there at like 4 a.m. because it just costs more to like keep it open that late, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Has anybody ever done their breakfast? We should do the. We should do like you know how we've done the chicken sandwich review, we've done the pizza review. We should do breakfast.
They've
review.
Had like seven different iterations of breakfast.
Oh, you know how we could do it too? We do it on a tea box next year. We do the breakfast review during tea box.
Oh, that would be a good one.
So you can crap your pants in tea box. Nice.
Ah, that's true too. You don't really want to be out.
Yeah, here's what we do, guys. Here's what we do, guys. We drink we eat your greasy sausage sandwiches, and then we shit our brains out of tea box.
Oh yeah, that might. Yeah, never mind.
with our
we were thinking we could make it work.
With our our white Coors Light onesies on.
Oh, like, yeah. I was like, no. In my head, I was thinking chicken sandwiches. I was like, we could eat a bunch. And then he's like, no, greasy meat. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's the breakfast food that they make.
When you said that, literally, legitimately, that almost came out of my nose. Because like, that's kind of where I was at, too, on it.
I was like, oh, yeah, I would do like 7 chicken sandwiches before T-Box. Yeah. Absolutely.
We'll kill it, baby.
And then I was like, oh, no, greasy, you know, kind of.
Okay,
like,
so we're out on that. Did you guys see the Beetlejuice trailer?
I did.
I didn't see the trailer, and I saw it was out, though.
I am super excited. Okay, so the first question on that is, anybody not a fan of the original Beetlejuice?
I like it.
I think it's a classic. I thought it was a good movie.
I think most people probably like that movie in some regard.
Maybe it doesn't stand the time. But as a kid, I remember that movie was tremendous. Like I love the scene when the girl was running, like Winona Ryder was like being floated around to.
Oh yeah,
love that part of the movie. I thought Beetlejuice was great. I thought he was funny. It wasn't too scary as a kid.
The special effects were really good. They were kind of like Ghostbusters era. Yes, it still stands. Yeah. They used a lot of practical. They used CGI smart.
Yeah, like
smart
the worms.
Ways.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a little
dirty in there too. We got some adult humor.
Yeah, I've heard they kept the CGI. Kind of the same, and you could see that in the trailer, like when Michael Keaton's character Beetlejuice is like floating up in the air.
Crazy story about that is, did you know that the original dad will not be in the sequel?
Yeah,
do you know why?
I do know why.
Oh, no, why?
He propositioned a 14-year-old for nude pictures.
Jesus.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's done. Bye. And what's good? But you know what's crazy? I think he got 3 years of probation for that.
He was also the guy in Ferris Bueller.
He was the principal, right?
Yeah.
It looks good. I like the storyline so far. I thought that was pretty good. I think he's going to be the one who died. That they're all at the three women are at the at the wake four.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think they've talked about, are the husband and wife going to be back?
Oh, Alec Baldwin.
No,
and
they're not.
What's it called?
Oh no, really?
Yeah, they're not back.
Is that because they just want to, or where they went, they were able to rest?
Well, Alec Baldwin's on child. We Ghost wouldn't age, right? In theory, because, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can see.
Well, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice looks a little older.
Yeah, well, but I'm saying, but like Alec Baldwin looks drastically different.
I'm an idiot. Was Alec Baldwin the husband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, did he look different?
And then who was.
Gina Davis.
Oh, Gina Davis. I was like, what's her name?
I'm trying to think. Alec Baldwin. I'm going to have to go look.
He had blondish hair. It was kind of like dyed and combed back. Yeah. He had glasses on.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't like. Dreamy Alec Baldwin, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was hard. It was right.
Oh, I get it now. He was thinner. He seemed thinner and taller. But now I know you see what you're saying. Yeah,
he was Hunt for Red October. And for Hunt for Red October, he did that.
Yeah, movie. Oh shit, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm excited. I thought the trailer looked pretty good. It's going to be out in September. We should do a maybe we do a guys movie.
Showing, yeah.
The other thing I would love to do.
We got two movies that we could do.
Yes,
that with.
Deadpool. And the other thing I want to do, hopefully with us, maybe one time, is do a UFC. Watch party for us, like
that'd
you know,
cool.
at Chris's apartment, and we just. Cause I think we would be a blast for that. I think, and we could even do it live if we wanted.
Could do Could do UFC 300.
We could do 300.
April 13th.
Yeah.
Oh.
We just
baby.
Have to be respectful of our language, but. I don't think that would be a problem.
Unless someone gets knocked the fuck out, then we have a problem.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Pat.
I have great language.
Pepsi would knock you out so fast.
We're okay not cussing.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
We're okay with our cuss words.
Oh, Nicole's not going to like that one, Chris.
No, she isn't.
Get it.
Sorry, Joe.
It was just the way Pat said it. Maybe I didn't like it.
Dude, these are dangerous. A, I know this is going to hurt tomorrow, and it just tastes too good.
B, can I have another?
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
Can I get it?
I told Chris, like, hey, we'll have one at the podcast. We'll have one at dinner. We'll have a couple tonight. We'll be good. We'll feel great. Tomorrow won't be so bad.
Are you guys working tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Sadly. Of course we are.
No.
I know. It's the season, baby. There's no.
I thought, are you at least going to. Did you guys work last
Sunday? Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What time did you start last Sunday?
Like, I didn't get there till 11.
Yeah.
We didn't work out. It was one of those nights, you know.
It was. Is tomorrow kind of like the same thing, late start?
Yeah, we'll go like 10
given
o'clock,
the special
yeah.
occasion that it's celebrating?
Yeah, unfortunately, nobody understands. But then again, no one worked today.
Now we're dragging Peter's ass out of bed at 8:30
tomorrow.
Oh,
there's no chance, brother.
Gotta go for a run, baby.
Here's the thing. All right. Pepsi, I think about this every morning. I'm very blessed. I have an... I felt actually kind of bad texting you guys on Friday as much as I was. But I also just needed the release because I'm not going to lie. That adrenaline was almost, it was very similar to the adrenaline when, it was not anywhere near, but it was like, I got the adrenaline pump of the two ladies about to fight at the office.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, like, I thought it might be had to get up. I didn't know what to do.
Pierre was like, I'm going to get in here and drop some elbows.
And so I just needed to, like, you know, talk.
Beat up by two middle-aged ladies.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, and then all the ladies jump on me, and I'm getting my... Yeah, just
I would
good.
Love a breakdown of that post-podcast, given its sensitivity. Yeah.
So I was texting you guys a lot on that one. But I was, and again, very blessed to where I work. And that culture, like, I think about, like, you know, there's... if me and Chris fight, we might not talk for 2 weeks, but we're going to work. We own a business.
Yep.
It is what it is. So I'm very blessed in that situation, but last night I went to bed at like 10:30, 11, had to be up at 7. So I'm barely getting 8 hours. Lauren's been gone all weekend. I think I'm going to get to bed at like 9:30 every night. I'm not getting to bed till 10:15.
With her gone.
Yeah, it's impossible. Cause let's say,
give preface if you've never seen an episode before. Usually Lauren likes to talk before going to bed. Mm-hmm. And that's usually what keeps you up.
Yep.
But now she's gone.
So you're saying that it's not Lauren.
And the equation is still
I'm an idiot, yeah. I'm an idiot.
So Lauren's listening to this podcast be like, I told you it wasn't me.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
There's
one for Lauren.
So I get home.
Evidence.
Wednesday, I had to meet a client. We go to my dad's. We say hello. We get home at like 8:30. Mm-hmm. We had food. I get home at 8:45. Takes me 20 minutes to get like the cat settled. So I get clean up her all from the day, get her some nice snacks for the night.
Have a cat. What does mean cleaning her up for the day?
So she's got a food bowl and then she's got two timers for food and treats for like throughout the day. Cause I'm not home at all.
Yeah.
By the time of like by 6 o'clock, I'm out. Yep. So I got to get her second meal and then I get her treats. So I come home, I get that cleaned up because I need it for the next day. Got to get the cold pack in the freezer. And I got to that dish. I got to clean that so then it's good for the morning.
Okay.
And then I take a new bowl, pad, then I put like one of those Lickum sticks on there because that'll give me like 10 minutes. Because when I get home, she's just crying, zoomies, like she's just happy somebody's home.
Keeps her distracted.
I can clean. Yeah. So by 8:45, I'm done maybe 9:10. So I get all that, you know, I get all that like set. Now I can eat my sandwich. I get my sandwich. I get ready. I'm going to go sit down. Then I look at all the plants and the plants are looking all droopy as shit. And I'm like, God damn it. So I go through and I look and all of them are bone dry. I'm like, shit. So I get up, get two pots of water. I had to paint. It's 9:40. I haven't eaten yet. I sit down. I eat. I throw on like F is for Family for 5 minutes. It's 10 o'clock. I brush my teeth. You got to do the whole syndrome. 10:15, I'm in bed. I'm like, good God. Like, this is supposed to be tonight to get home and go to bed early.
Just be faster, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
You're
probably
slow. Slow.
But also, like, you just want to sit and relax for a hot second, you know?
You just want to unwind and wind down and not be pumping it out like a machine.
You get that sandwich down in 5 minutes and you're in bed by 9:50.
Yeah. But again, Chris very blessed.
I just imagine Chris like a cartoon character. Yeah. He's just like, nom, 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 jacket's coming off. Nom, 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 brushing teeth. Nom, nom, nom.
He doesn't even stop brushing his teeth while he's eating.
Just at that point.
Yeah, do one side. Alternate sides, guys. Yeah. Alternate sides.
Yep. He's in bed by 9:05. At home at 8:40.
And full. Spits into his like trash can by the bed for the toothpaste.
Half of it's a burger.
He spits on Pepsi's bed. He's like, that's what it's for.
Like, and all of a sudden, mouth minty clean and he's in bed.
And he takes off his normal clothes and under his clothes are his PJs.
Exactly.
It's all in the like 8-bit like Wreck-It Ralph kind of style. And Pat, just you know, basically Wreck-It Ralph with a beard, and he's just like nom nom nom. Instead of I'm gonna wreck it, he's like I'm gonna eat it, and then just goes to bed.
This is definitely gonna be the clip of the week. But that's just kind of where the whole shenanigans at. To go back to the NCAA. So what do you think the hardest thing to do in an NCAA is?
Score the ball.
Well, I'm sorry, for the brackets. What's the hardest thing you guys would think?
Get farther in the brackets.
Project the upsets.
Chris, what do you think? What's the hardest? Like, what would people consider the hardest thing for a bracket?
According to Frank Pearl submitting it.
The hardest thing for a bracket?
Like, what would you think the hardest thing to complete with a bracket?
Oh, a perfect.
The score. Maybe the
Joe
score.
Joe got it. Yeah, it's perfect. Do you think it would be perfect? Did you know there are three... According to ESPN, there are three brackets who have zero picks right.
Yeah. Right, you mean wrong?
No, zero picks right. Zero picks right.
Okay.
So
they got
everything wrong.
First round, every single pick wrong.
Well, then you're picking 16s. It's going to run out of the
rest. Even if you went all the shit teams, you picked a, you had, you would have won because 11 would have won.
Just bad luck, man.
This is what I've heard about NCAA. It's just impossible to
The perfect. There's no way it's ever going to happen.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Is the inconsistency of like knowing who's going to win because these are college level kids? What is
there's
why
a few
is
things
so
I think.
Difficult compared to the NBA?
Well, one thing has changed in the recent years is that with the one and done, like these teams don't have like seasoned players. So there are teams that have like if you're like good but not great players, like they stay there for the full 4 years. So they're like 4 years of playing together and like more of a cohesive team than like some like bigger programs have like guys that cycle in for 1 year and go to the NBA right away.
That's probably a little bit. But here's like so for the Kentucky game, Joe, one kid who like there's all these memes about where this kid's going to be in 3 years. He hit 10 3-pointers against Kentucky.
Is this the chubby kid with the glasses?
No.
I've heard of this like chubby kid with glasses just absolutely wrecking people.
But this guy,
an absolute goober.
10 threes. And Kentucky, you can't do like when a Parsons on that on fire, you're just SOL. Mm. And Kentucky was playing against pretty much at that point grown adults, and these are all 18-year-olds. They're going to be great pros. They're just not cohesive to be in the tournament.
I think Frank hit it a little bit on the head yesterday too. It's like you get some of these lower tier schools that these big schools aren't like prepared. They get like 3 days to prepare to play these teams, and they're just not prepared. Like they have no idea what they're doing against these teams.
So the first round there should be no surprises. I think second round I could see that because you literally
tell
only
that
have
to those three guys, or girls, whoever, whatever your pronouns are out there.
How insane is that to not get one right? Because I thought about it, like, oh, that's got to be easy. But no, but you have to pick a system.
You have to pick every loser in every game.
That person should get
times,
$1 million by Buffett.
Like, that's it, right? There's 16 games you pick at the beginning?
No, I think it's 32.
No, there's
64, so it's 32.
Sorry.
32 games.
Yeah, 32
first.
Games.
So you picked 32 losers.
Lose. Like, you got it wrong 32 times.
Yup.
See, Joe, baby, you're killing it, man.
Look at that, man. I remember
I wonder if they count Frank's one.
The best year I ever had.
Frank's an ESPN, so.
I picked smart schools because I thought those were the smart picks. And
it's a bold play?
No.
I did win a bracket with that decision. So it's the only time I ever won.
Is that the lead that Loyola went kind of far?
I think it might have been, yeah.
Pepsi was like, or who was, I forget who he chose. Oh, I think it was like Northwestern. He's like, oh, I should have picked Northwestern. I'm like, usually I would think you would have taken them all to the chain. He's like, I'm not that stupid. I'm like, you chose Loyola to win, to go to the final two. And he's like, oh, yeah, I did.
He was riding the sister Jean train, baby.
He was feeling the love.
Choo-choo! Okay. Hey, Pepsi, do me a favor, yeah? You want to grab a couple of the Yaritos for the boys?
I was just about to get up and get one. But
you can want one.
I'll take a course if someone wants my Yarito.
I'll take it. Didn't know yours. Pat Lynch is such a pansy these days.
Chris, how are you looking on yours?
I'm doing okay.
He's almost finished.
Into the mic, Mr. McGraw.
I'm sorry. I thought that was an off mic moment for
can
me.
Can I get a Mandarin one Pepsi, please?
Mandarin Pepsi. You can just bring the four of the freezer.
That's fair.
He says, thank you. I would love your comments and appreciate the feedback.
Pepsi's really mean.
I don't know why he had the day off, too. He might be such a whiner. Chris, do you want to spill in a little bit here, or do you want me to keep going?
Do you
going,
not like
buddy?
The new color of the cup shirts?
So I have two stories. Okay. I'll give you one of them now. The first one is an article I read this week. It was kind of interesting because at first when I read it, I laughed, and then I kept reading the article, and it made me think a little bit.
First I read it, I laughed.
Then I cried. I was talking about like what I meant was like in the first part of the article when I read it, I was like, oh, this is dumb, and I was laughing about it. Like, how could anybody think like this is a good idea? And then when I got to the end of the article, I was like, oh, well, I can kind of see that now. The other point of it. So okay. It's
sorry, I'm going to in chime here. Pat, this is tremendous. I don't know what the hell you're whining about.
It's not my deal.
Please. This is... Go ahead, Chris. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. So there's this this article about like how employers now are giving dry promotions.
Okay.
And what a dry promotion is you get promoted and more... You get more responsibilities, but you don't get a pay increase.
I was there and done that before.
Well, are they saying this is a new thing?
No, it's not a new thing, but it's what's been happening more recently. I think like it's seen an increase from 2018 to like now. It went from like 5% to like 14% or something like that.
What?
But like it happens every once in a while where like jobs aren't like they're kind of getting stagnant like in terms of. You know, income and being able to pay people and increase pay and stuff like that.
This is the best one. This is the best one.
So I sat there and when I first read it, I laughed at it and I was like, oh, I don't think I don't think I would. I would never take a promotion with more responsibilities and not get paid more.
Yeah, who's accepting that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Did you look at your actual job?
Well, no.
I could see it being a thing though, where it's like, hey, we're gonna grow you as a person. We're gonna start introducing new things, and then when it comes time for like your review and your promotion time, it's just like, here's a little bit of a raise that isn't reflective.
And then like, we appreciate all that extra work you've done. You can keep doing that.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Like a lot, like the whole argument was like, you gain more responsibility, but not getting paid, and you got to do more work. But then I also,
that happens all the time. I don't even know if you need to call that anything.
But like, then
it's such a standard.
But
sorry,
then, so then I read the end of the article where it was like, you know, you at least have the title. So if you look somewhere else, you get the money then. And I thought about it. I was like, at this day and age, would I take a dry promotion now? Probably not. But if I was 25-year-old Chris,
yeah,
I would easily take it, because then you get put in that drop pool. There's a chance of getting put up. And the other thing is like, you get to meet other people that you may have not worked with. So you may get more FaceTime with like higher ups in the company, where someday you may get up into that position and get the pay that you're looking for.
You got to hope that maybe you get a bonus too. Right?
I guess it depends on how you value that company and if you feel like you have a long term future there. Yeah.
This was a thing that happened like 10 years ago where.
Oh, yeah, when they had all control.
Where they were talking about how all these young kids at the time, which were like our generation coming out of college, were like, hey, don't give me the raise, just give me the name. That's what we were asking. Just give me the name. Like, give me the title. And then we were just bouncing off to other places. Yeah.
Well, that's our generation, is the bounce to bounce to bounce.
Yeah.
Besides me and Chris and Pat, and actually you've been at your place for a pretty long time now. So it's not us. We're not smart enough.
Before that, I was 2 years
gone. That's a great move. Yeah. Where I think we have it pretty good. So why?
You guys are also in a different situation where you have ownership of your stuff, where a lot of jobs don't give you that.
Exactly. There's no way I would do. I get what you're saying. Never mind. I'm sorry. No way. There's no way I would do that. I'm not taking on any more responsibility. But I feel like I'm not gonna lie. I kind of got screwed at my company. Well, I don't know if it's screwed, but like our company was slowing, and not SWA, but where I work at the hedge fund. Mm-hmm. They were slowing. It was between me and the lady that was working there. And she was my manager. Mm-hmm. So she was a step up. And they let her go, and I had to take all her responsibilities on.
Yep.
And it was like, and I got no pay increase. And it was like, take this and keep a job, or because she wasn't going to take my job and her job and keep paying, getting paid the same thing.
Yeah.
And I just did it like, it was easy enough where I could kind of continue to do what I was doing. So it worked out perfectly. But I mean, I don't know if I'd do that now. Take on all her job, who she was getting paid $80,000 and get nothing for it. That's kind of crazy. But I think, you know what? I think not that the economy is slowing right now, even though it feels like it, gas prices today, $4.11. It was, I got gas on Monday at $3.65 or $3.60.
Whoa.
50 cents more today. Can you imagine gas going down 50 cents in a week?
Surge pricing, baby.
I'm sure it was part of that, like also being in the burbs versus being in the city.
It was $4. So it was $3.60. You're right. It was $3.60 on Monday in the burbs. It was, I'm not kidding you, it was $4. It went up 30 cents the next Tuesday because the boss is like, holy crap, it went up 30 cents. It went up 30 cents in one day.
Oh, I believe it. I mean, in the city though, it doesn't feel like it drops below $4. Like all my driving is in the city, so it's like seldom I'll go out to like visit the in-laws out in the burbs and I'll get like gas 20 cents cheaper, but man, in the city it feels like anytime I get gas it's at least $4.
Joe's like, "Oh, jackpot."
Here's the other. Okay, so I mean,
I'm just saying it is crazy everywhere.
Everything is so expensive. And I get the economy is booming, and the job market is still very, very hot. So we have more control right now.
Yep.
There's a time coming where we're going to be taking dry promotions and begging to keep a job.
Dude,
I'll never forget 2010.
Company is doing that right now. How many people are they letting?
Oh, yeah.
Flies out there.
Dude, it's insane. You're going to have tech people coming for counting jobs at this point. Tax preparer. I'm telling you, I in 2010, I'll never forget when we came out of college, people were begging for jobs. They were taking anything.
My first job was $17 an hour.
We came into the recession. I mean,
Well, Chris truly came into the worst situation. Me and Pat were in the middle of it, I was going up against guys in their 50s for entry-level jobs.
Yep.
Insane. That's, I mean, that's why we work so hard. Like, it's like, oh, God, I don't want to be that.
Yep.
All right. To actually go back to surge pricing, here's a crazy thing. So in California, Pat, you like golf, don't you?
I do.
Oh, baby.
Chris likes golf. Joe likes golf. Joe's probably not as avid, but, you know, he'll book a tee time with his dad once in a while.
Yeah.
California, there are golf riots pretty much. Councils are getting, like, bombarded at, like those, like, city meetings and stuff because golfers are sick of the county courses in L.A. send out their times, and they allow other companies to buy up booking times and then put them on another website and add a $40 charge booking fee.
What? They're like, they're treating them like tickets.
Yeah, Ticketmaster.
I'd be pissed too.
I would be out of my mind.
Yeah. I'd be pissed too.
That's insane.
Especially if they're county courses and you're paying real estate taxes. Hell no. Should you be allowed to do that?
I'd be like Billy Powell trying to charge an extra $30 for a round.
That should be allowed anywhere.
No.
No, and they're trying to change rules.
If you put that into any other like business, like...
Yeah. Think about it. Like,
shining.
Do
you know if it's like a recent development or is this something that's been going on for a long time?
Years. And people have been, and it's just gotten more and more. It's just gotten worse.
The fees probably got more extravagant.
You got to pay $50. So let's say golf is $100. You're paying $140 because some jackass. Dude, beyond Ticketmaster, I'm so sick of Ticketmaster and StubHub. The amount of fees on top of fees. There's like three fees from Ticketmaster.
That concert that we went to, it was like $29.99. We paid like $31.64 after taxes and fees, all because it didn't go through Ticketmaster stuff. Like it was like a lower seller, like smaller thing.
We bought the wristbands like, for the EDM concert.
Yeah,
it was $50 in fees.
Yep,
dude, that's insane. Mm-hmm. That's you're out of your mind.
It's just like,
have you recently bought concert tickets and paid $50 for a concert fee? That means you're garbage, Peter.
Is that on there?
No.
No, that was just a joke.
We're going to get into that, baby. I got one. I should do one more. We could do one more. Did you know this is crazy, I thought. Can you imagine going to Minnesota? Think about it. In the summer, not in winter.
Minnesota.
Not Baja Soda?
Minnesota. They have beautiful lakes. They got a beautiful... In the summer, it's a beautiful city. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful city.
10,000
Winter, you don't want to go to.
They embrace it, though. People love it.
Yeah, well, they can embrace something.
They're fucking
right?
Nuts.
Go to Minnesota. It's the summer. You're like, oh, you know what? I want to go to the next bar.
Hey,
somebody
get an Uber.
Minnesota. Guess what, boys?
Get me a beer.
No Uber.
No Uber, no Lyft in Minnesota.
Why?
Get me one of them Buffalo.
They have pushed for a minimum wage of, I think it's $18 or $20 an hour. Uber and Lyft are like, there's no way. The mayor of Minnesota tried to veto it, but the city came in and overrid it. So Uber and Lyft said bye bye, and now the mayor is working with the state to overturn the council.
I have a fun kind of. I saw something similar to this in Texas. I'll talk about it in a minute.
Go ahead.
Let me finish. Joe's gonna say them.
Oh, I was just asking.
It's just a minimum wage. So they.
But like, can they get taxis out there? And it's just way more expensive.
Now it's gonna be.
You're gonna have to get some scooter and become a scooter.
I gotta imagine Uber and Lyft have kind of. The only place the taxis are still a thing really is I think New York.
Chris, can we use our bird scooters out there?
Like downtown.
I guess.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But you know what? Actually, there's an Uber there's an app for it's called
the Chicago taxis.
A Curb. If you do Curb, that's a And sometimes it's cheaper.
But I don't think they let you like they're not going to go to like here to like Downers Grove for example. Like they still stay in the city for the most part. That was the biggest problem with the taxis. They don't want to go too far out.
Hmm. Oh yeah, and then they want cash, and they're getting mad at you and forcing you to go to like.
And then you have to threaten them that you're going to call them. And like, no, we'll take you there. Yeah, fine.
Yeah. Remember the time the guy stops and he's like, "Get out." And we're like, "Okay, we're just going to call right now." Oh no, come back in.
Yeah, we'll take
get the out of here.
We are calling.
Dude, taxis. Kids in the future will not know how miserable. Taxi, you felt bad, but nobody actually really felt bad about taxis being knocked out. Yeah. It's like the post office.
Here's how bad taxis were. Somebody would throw up in the taxi, they'd hose it down, and then go back to driving the same day. There is no back to the car cleaning, pay your Uber vomit fee, and then they detail the car. They just hose that bitch down and kept it going.
If you're lucky, they hose it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's, and
very true.
Mostly you're just going to wipe off the seat, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Not nice. There was never a friendly conversation. There was never. It was get in, shut your mouth, tell me where you're going.
I mean, the conversation we had at Uber's last weekend was not friendly either.
They were having conversations and yelling and screaming And oh, then yeah. you were just sitting in the back minding and, your P's and
Q's. Oh, my God. I'll never forget some of the times home, riding home in a taxi, and it was just miserable. And it's hot, and you're just hungover, and you just want to die.
Wasn't the Miles Davis guy a taxi?
Yeah, he was a taxi guy. Yep. The guy in Milwaukee who banks his, who got his money banked.
Banked my money, yeah. That was terrifying.
Yep. Yeah, that was... all right. And then
I'm pretty sure the guy who almost killed us on Lower Wacker was a taxi.
No, that was an Uber.
Was that an Uber?
That was an Uber, yeah.
Are you sure? I think Chris might be right.
Maybe it was a taxi.
I think it was a taxi.
We brought that from the basketball game.
Yeah,
right?
For the Bulls
that
game.
That was a taxi.
Yeah.
That
we were on the court side.
Okay. Yeah, because Chris was riding shotgun, and this dude was coughing every
day. Yeah. Oh, patient zero, yeah. Long.
But we had the plexiglass between
that's
us.
That's right, yeah.
And
yeah,
Chris
right.
is like, I'm going to die of... This is before COVID, by the way.
He was patient zero.
He was, yeah. This was.
I was like, I would pay someone $300 to pay me in Perella.
It sounds like this guy's got the black lung and he's dying right now as he's driving.
And the amount of times he had to slam on the brakes.
Well, because, it was either that or, crashing the 15 cars he was going through.
Yeah.
I literally
we're playing could fucking not keep my Grand Theft Auto there with this guy.
I had to put my face down. I had to look down at the floor because I was going to...
I remember we got to Jess's party and then we were all like, we all look like, looked like we had just like gone through like white knuckling it for like
pasty.
Yeah, and they're like, it could have been that bad. I'm like, it could have been that
people
bad.
People asked
and
us
like,
when we came in.
We set the world record from getting to the United Center all the way up to the north side of the city.
It was very far.
It was like being in that scene from The Dark Knight where they're shooting missiles under Lower Wacker with the truck coming through. We were in that. Like, we were in... I mean, he was just driving through cars, weaving through traffic. I remember him taking a turn...
No stoplights.
...and just... running through red light, multiple...
Punch in there,
dude, it was absolutely terrifying driving with that guy. So scared.
Insane. Also, I wish we'd do karaoke one more time.
That karaoke place is like 10 minutes from my place.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's where it was at, right by
that
Joe's place.
That and
yeah.
Latin Bliss.
Yeah,
so
Latin
Bliss, if you guys ever want to, late
Joe,
night
Joe's like
and
that.
Really just be the tallest men in the building, I remember walking in there last time and I was like, wow, I am bigger than
Do you want to try one? You sure? Oh, it Pepsi was, being sober boy tonight. Yeah. Okay, all right.
But I was like, oh, man, if I'm ever, I just hit rock bottom in life, I know where I'll be.
And at least I can walk home.
Yep. Yeah, and I can walk there and back.
That's awesome. Okay. So the other part of this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful birthday, belated birthday podcast. I wanted to talk about, I forgot what we were somehow getting into negotiating things. Mm-hmm. You know what you don't get to negotiate at all, really? Weddings.
Yep.
I have been shot down.
It's a hard go fuck yourself.
Everything I've ever, and you know why? Because everybody's doing their wedding. Everybody, like 2023, people were skittish about the economy. They're like, oh, I'm not going to do it. So they've been all like now starting to pop the engagement questions, according to like one of the ring places. And I was like, oh crap, I'm going to be fighting all this. Because I've asked our wedding person a couple things. She's and not at all. Like, and Lauren's getting nervous that I'm now being kind of like a pain. But it's like, I don't want to be a pushover. But at the same time, like now I've realized like, they don't care.
It's a take it or leave it situation.
Yeah.
What examples?
So first thing was we're it's March 2024 and I'm not going to get married till May 2025. So I asked her, is there any wiggle room in A, giving me the 2024 prices? Cause they've already come out with the 2025 prices. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, I'm out for, you're going to hold my deposit for 14 months.
Yeah.
How about, can we do something there? Or can I get like the Friday price? Mike's like, why don't you if you could ask for like the Friday price over the Saturday price, sometimes they'll work with you.
Yep.
She's like, nah. She's like, and she honestly, dissing me. She's like, well, if it's not in your budget, we understand. Like this, we feel this venue is great. And I'm like, I wanted to be like, you mother, I didn't say anything about a budget. I'm trying to work here, baby.
Hey, if this is too expensive for your cheap ass, we can. Just let us know.
There's a nice hotel out in Bunfuck, Illinois, if you're interested.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
so embarrassing to Lauren. I'm so embarrassing to Lauren. I feel so bad for her.
I told Peter to
tell her. Not giving up. I'm not a man who's going to let one insult put me down.
This lady is slicing at you in a verbal
because
she's
a man.
Situation.
She knows a man has no choices in this. Who gives a crap what he wants?
Oh, my God.
But she sent the contract, and the contract was all flimsy. And I'm like, let's talk about this. They're like, we can raise it 10% for prices for beer or the beverage or food. I'm like, I sent a list of questions about it, of the contract. She took 4 days to respond to say, hey, sorry, I'm busy with the weddings all weekend. I'll get back to you next week. which had Lauren freaking out, of course. So now, like, Lauren's like now nervous that I can't like question her on anything. But at the same time, I feel like you have to question things, or you're just gonna be a pushover.
Can I say I have a friend who's an attorney, and they're currently, they called it redlining. Mm-hmm. The contract, and so they were going through. So you're doing what changes, is a very normal thing to do.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I'm. That's and I sent it to Mike. Mike said it's really kind of boilerplate, and there's not much you can do because they'll just say no. Mm-hmm. But you ask questions, get things in writing, and so you'll never have any issues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to throw that out there, Chris.
I'm already past that point. I'm good. I'm never doing it again.
To this beautiful podcast, there's another podcast that I absolutely adore and I watch religiously now. It's called Are You Garbage? And they sell cards.
And he means literally religiously.
And Chris McGraw brought the cards finally. So finally. We were going to do Yoritos and Are You Garbage for a while. And Chris is going to be nice enough to ask some questions and we're going to see how you guys are doing. I know we've done an Are You Garbage podcast before, but we got the cards now.
I'm totally game for this. Let's go.
Hit it, Chris!
All right.
The
first one is, have you ever sat through a timeshare pitch?
No.
All right. Everybody's down to zero. Right?
Let me write that down right now.
So is it if it's a yes, one is garbage? And
are you drinking?
And, yeah. So
are we turning
this into a drinking game?
Yeah. Well, that's a great call.
Pepsi, can you give me a Coors Light, please? Thank you.
If you're a no, you drink. If you're a yes, you don't drink.
No. If you're a yes, you drink.
Because you're garbage.
That's what he said.
Oh, did
no, I reverse it? I didn't feel like. I don't think we're. You're right, Chris. We should do that.
Sorry. You're pretty garbage, Peter.
The rules say that you should, if you answer yes.
No, you're right. You're fair. I'm sorry.
Like, yeah. The lowest point of number gets.
I say I won a one course, like, and not 17.
He's getting one for the whole group, you selfish son of a
bitch.
You
guys all have Yoritos.
That's what it looks like to be a respectable person, Pat.
You all have
Yoritos. Stop yelling at him for doing the right thing.
All right, now you got six. What are you going to do with six?
What are you saying,
well,
Joe?
We'll see how garbage.
Oh, five.
Are.
He's good. He's having one himself.
Yes.
He wants a drink. He wants to play.
Ladies
and gentlemen, sexy Pepsi coming on in.
He just wanted to push the button.
Oh,
the
booty's up there.
So here.
No, it's not up. You're
so
good.
If
you're
clean. It says if you answer a question yes, you get a point.
Okay.
Thank you, Patrick.
So if you get a point, you drink.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Pepsi.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. We're gonna zoom in on your beautiful face.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Go ahead, Chris.
Close my Hard-Ritos up. The next one is, ever have an email address that had the numbers 69 or 420?
No.
Okay, yeah, no, none of us.
All right, I'm going to
told you we're not that garbage.
I'm going to shuffle these cards real quick.
Okay, get in all there. Right,
all right.
Are there any pets currently buried on your property?
No.
And our parents' property, yeah.
That doesn't count. It's not on your property.
Well, I don't have I'm going to go with a yes, because our parents definitely, we buried a couple hamsters.
Well, that doesn't count as your property.
Go ahead, Chris.
Poor hamsters.
Do you currently own a George Foreman grill?
No. My parents do, though.
I was totally fucking would, though.
Those oh, yeah. I so love those. Convenient. Back in the day, me and Chris burned the shit out of chicken that way.
In my apartment until it shit the bed.
Oh, me too.
Like, I'm going to buy another one. Like they. Give
oh, yeah.
You know what? There's something so nice about having grilled grilled meat in your apartment. You don't, especially if you live in an apartment, you can't get a grill. Like, it's just the best.
If
you do have a grill, it's fucking fantastic.
Don't ever put frozen chicken on there, though, because it takes a lot longer.
Oh, yeah. No. Definitely thaw it out.
I finally got the one that's going to make Pat Lynch drink.
What, you been digging through here?
No.
Chuck that Yorito. What are you doing?
I'm not drinking this.
Why?
It's too sugary.
Send it on over, you pansy. God damn it.
We'll split it.
Yeah.
Are anyone in your family really into Harry Potter?
God damn it.
I am.
I won't lie. I went to the Hogwarts place in Universal Studios, and it kind of was the shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cool to see.
Yeah.
Growing up, were you a Crystal Light family?
No.
We're still a Crystal Light family.
I'm going to drink right now because Mr. Anderson has a crap ton of them above his desk.
Pepsi
drinks. Is Crystal Light a beer?
No. It's
it's like a sugary powder thing, yeah.
Oh.
They have you can have different flavors and stuff. Kind of like a Liquid IV, but out the IV part.
Got it.
Do you currently own any $2 bills?
Yeah, I have one in my wallet right now.
I got one in my wallet, too, yeah. It's for good luck.
That's not garbage. We're men of...
That's for good
luck.
You
know why it's garbage? Okay, here. I'll throw the reason why they think it's... Because everybody thinks that $2 bill is going to be worth something someday.
I have mine because it's supposed to be... I got a sent from... You know
I got a red $2 bill.
I have one that Brother Dave sent me after we graduated.
Why did he send
it? For good luck, it's supposed to be.
He sent it to everybody, or just you?
No, just probably his like people, like
just people. You know, like,
people he took out took to his house for a little extra special time.
Are there parts of your childhood?
You had to get an A, man. Had to get an A. Needed that. Needed that A to get into Paul.
Hey Pat, what did you do for that $2, bud?
Not that much.
I only have a $2
bill. We should not make light of that. I'm sorry, Pat.
I only have a $2 bill to complete my collection of like old school dollars. Like, I have an old school 50, an old school 100, old school 10, old school 20.
Oh yeah.
I'll give you a story. I used to work at Walgreens as a photo or the photo guy. And if you were like, I usually was just a nice guy, and because I waste, it was a great way.
Sometimes
if you really,
he was a bad guy.
I was not.
You know
nice
what's hilarious about this? A lot of people don't know what that even means. The photo guy.
I know they're still there.
Yeah, but they send them out though. Yours actually used to like develop it there.
I went to a wake and I was like, in like 30 years, you're never. Go ahead and finish that sentence.
No, I'm sorry. I fucked up a lot of film.
Oh, okay. I interrupted halfway through. I fucked up a lot of film. I was like, I need to let you finish.
No, go for it. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off though. But you were saying, yep.
Oh, I was just saying, I went to a wake and I was like, oh, they have put pictures like, you know, pinned to the board. I was like, this is not going to be a thing in like 30 years.
No.
It's going to be like the shit on the screen, like almost like a PowerPoint. Nobody's got physical photos anymore.
Was that Lauren's mom's wake?
No, I went to one the day before yesterday.
Got it.
Yeah.
But it was also Lauren's mom's wake too.
Yeah.
There was photos there too, yes.
I was working, me and this guy, and we're just talking, and he's like, have you ever seen a red $2 bill? And I'm like, I didn't know there was such a thing. Mm-hmm. Pulls out a red $2 bill. He's like, these really aren't that special, but everybody does think that. And he's like, he gave it to me. He's like, it's yours now. And he's like, I've got like 10 of them. My mother thought these would be worth something someday. And then I looked it up. It's actually worth like $10.
Yeah.
Well, baby, that's five times worth of the value.
Baby.
I have, when I used to work at the bank, I worked at the one in the Jewel.
In the Jewel.
TCFF back in the day.
The Jewel. And
the Jewels?
The Jewels. And some guy came in with silver dollars. Like, they were coins? No, so they're the dollar bills, but instead of being green, they were blue.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
They're like really old. They're from the 30s or something.
Joe's like get this bullshit money out of my face.
It's a representation of one, like, silver, $1 worth of silver or something like that.
That's crazy.
And so I have like I was like, can I just trade my money for this money? And they're like, oh yeah, anybody comes in with some cool stuff at the bank, we change it out immediately. Like, there's ways.
So did you
get
a couple of them, or?
Oh, I took them all.
Oh yeah, what are they? Do you know what they're worth or anything?
They're like worth like $2 or $3 more than a dollar bill.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's not much.
Big money, baby.
Crazy. Okay.
People go through like pennies.
I mean, that was back in the. That was back. When I was in college.
Yeah.
I haven't looked them up since.
I haven't looked up the red. But I do keep it in a nice little hidden spot.
Mm-hmm. I know my dad has a few old coins. I'm not sure they're worth anything or not though.
Yeah, hit it, Chris.
Have you had a rotisserie chicken in the last 365 days?
I had one Wednesday.
Nope. Really? Mm-hmm. How did that work out? What did you do?
I went like 2 weeks ago.
Sarah bought one because we ran out of chicken breasts that we had to cook. And she's like, well, this is a quick, easy thing. I was like, sure, I don't mind. And honestly, it was delicious.
When I worked at Walgreens, there was a guy, and I'll never forget his name because he was like the worst manager. He was a nice guy, but he's also the worst. His name was Brian Vecchio. And Mr. Vecchio, the worst. But he's always
called about straight up.
God knows what he's doing these days.
He's probably watching his podcast. Yeah.
He was the dude that liked the burps back in the day. Now he's like, really, really?
I was talking about the times.
I give you a red $2 bill, asshole.
So this is in an old school Walgreens that was literally had a sign that said "Fallout Shelter" in the back. That was like how old it was.
Was
this
it real?
Was
it really
the band
a Fallout Shelter?
Fallout. Yeah, all right, yeah. You youngins.
It was protected enough that like if something happened, I don't know.
This was the spot you took.
Also, no shit. Landed. It had on the front in there, looters will be shot. Like that was a sign too.
You could say that.
He used to take the biggest, most massive shits, and the men's bathroom was right next to the little lunchroom that the people would have. You'd walk back there. You'd have to walk back there to go, like, you know, the stock room. You would have to hold your breath so hard. I literally would do breath exercises before I'd go back there. I'd be like,
what prompted the story?
Oh, he used to get the rotisserie chickens from Dominic's. So,
but he was always trying to lose weight. He was always trying to lose weight.
I just want
to
tell the story. Some guys taking massive shits.
So we were next to Dominic's.
I forgot that this was about rotisserie chickens.
So he always was trying to lose weight. So he was like carnival before, like carnival was a thing. He'd go to the Dominic's and he would grab a whole rotisserie chicken, and you'd think eat like a portion of it. No. He would eat every fucking part of it. He literally, you come back and the thing would be like, like vultures had gotten to it.
I was trying to figure out how you got from that.
That was good.
That question to like
that was good.
I forgot about chicken until you brought it back.
I was thinking myself like, where is this coming from?
If you take off the skin and just eat the chicken part, and I didn't eat the whole fucking chicken that night. Although you know, just had to put that out there because some people may think I ate the whole chicken.
I feel like you could, Joe, if you really
had
to.
It's possible, but I did not.
Yeah.
He was the worst to close with because he always fucked the count up. So it'd be like, and no one wanted to stay later than 10 o'clock. You wanted to leave at 10. Like, the day's over, I want to leave. I hated I had to stay an extra half an hour and just stand there while the managers would count the money. And this jackass would, every time, it'd be 10:45. Fuck, shit. And he would count. I'm like, do you just want me to count it for you? Like, how hard can this be?
One, two.
He's like, I'm out $50. I'm like, I'll give you $50 if I can
stay
go
my
home.
Check. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, but okay. Hit it, Chris.
Next.
We'll hit it with the last one here.
Have you ever been to an amusement park on a weekday?
Probably, yeah. I'm sure I have.
What's the...
You did.
What's the end you of slavery day?
You went to
I feel like if you're a kid, that's not like... It's like every kid.
Hold on. What is Peter end went, of slavery Peter
yeah, the day that slavery was abolished. Juneteenth. There you go. I went on...
When the last slaves in Texas got news of... Of the slavery being being abolished.
Juneteenth. Mm. That's a holiday you should be, you know, observing with maybe a little Six Flags. I don't know. You do you.
The first time I think I went during the weekday.
Have you ever called your job to see if the checks are ready?
No. Because all direct deposits I've been working, basically.
I remember having
you
checks.
You called your job to see if the checks were deposited?
Like,
ready,
no, we're
ready.
Ready.
Your
like
paycheck's ready to pick up.
I mean, I definitely had a job where that was an option.
My first job out of college, I got checks.
Oh, I have, yeah.
Chris still gets checks. You ever call Mr. Anderson?
Are you
like, hey?
Are you currently wearing matching socks?
Jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that garbage?
Wait, that's garbage.
That's not. Well, if you didn't, you would be garbage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's like, the opposite one.
Oh, yeah. I was very confused by the phrasing that got me there.
You guys are cute. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are not going to do feel good stories. That was a lot of fun, actually. Maybe Chris keep those cards we've already done separated.
They're at the bottom, I believe.
Okay, great. So then we that's perfect. We'll just, you know, if we have a low on a podcast, we throw a couple cards in there.
Yeah.
These are our retos, ladies and gentlemen. Tremendous. We're gonna have Joe review them. Check out the shorts. Mm-hmm. Do yourself a favor. Hit that like, subscribe. Email Patrick at thesnppodcast@gmail.com. Thank you again for the subscribers who. Joined us on the S&P's third annual bracket challenge.
These are the next ones for
what are you doing?
Just checking out.
Good
stupid.
God, you're so selfish.
You son of a... Jeez. And you just ruined the ending. I now have to start it all over. We're going to cut,
this
remake.
Look at this. Because of you, Pat.
Pat. Chris, get me out of here. I'm just depressed now.
You guys missed out on my story about a guy who paid $15,000 to turn himself into a dog. Maybe next week. Bye!